Did Harold leave the office before you, dear? Asked Charlotte, beginning to rock again. I'm not sure, said old Mr. Neave. I'm not sure. I didn't see him after 4 o'clock. He said, began Charlotte. But at that moment Ethel, who was twitching over the leaves of some paper or other, ran to her mother and sank down beside her chair. There, you see, she cried. That's what I mean, Mummy. Yellow, with touches of silver. Don't you agree? Give it to me, love, said Charlotte. She fumbled for her tortoise-shell spectacles and put them on, gave the page a little dab with her plump small fingers, and pursed up her lips. Very sweet, she crooned vaguely. She looked at Ethel over her spectacles. But I shouldn't have the train. Not the train, wailed Ethel tragically, but the train's the whole point. Here, Mother, let me decide. Marion snatched the paper playfully from Charlotte. I agree with Mother, she cried triumphantly. The train overweights it.